And the world just isn't ready. It's Perspectives with your girl, Drea Love, here on Friday evening, pondering the week. Boy, it's just been another one. It's been so fast. It just seems like, oh, the days are going by so fast, and they're so dense. They're so full of information. They're so jam-packed with quality things, quality people, manifestations, things lining up minute after minute after minute. It's just, it's quite miraculous. It's quite overwhelming. It's quite in just, it lays me out all on a lot of levels. But I'm honestly just grateful. I feel so blessed that I was able to wake up to where I was in my life, figure out how to listen to myself, hear the intuition. When I started finally listening to myself, I heard the signs. I was able to start putting things together and starting to listen to myself. And it's funny because once I started to listen to myself, that started to basically piece myself together, quite frankly. And with this piecing of myself together, I'd find little things along the journey. Probably real specifically the last 3 years, but many things along the journey that have been so fun to now look back and see that either my intuition was really on point before, and either I had an intuitive hit, or something came up prior where I was really led on by spirit to where I was supposed to move. I ended up moving, doing what I needed to do, and therefore spirit provided me with the guidance that I was being guided by, and I was able to see what the path that I was being led to through on was about. And so as I started to do that, and as I do that more, and as I now only live by that rule, I know that spirit is so perfect in every which way. In every way it moves, and it doesn't always feel perfect. Actually, so much of the time it feels so imperfect. So many of the times the uncomfortability, the discomfort of where we're at because of probably our emotional attachment to things, and our unwillingness to want to change because we like to be comfortable. It's easier. It's less work for us. So typically if we just go with the way things are, the way things, we know things, then it's what we know. It's the devil we know versus the devil we don't know. But what I found is once I started to go with the flow, go with my intuition, with the things that I wasn't so sure of, I started to be kind of not secured, but shown a different way of security. I started to be shown like more clarity along the way, but also like different types of answers, more specific answers, more thorough answers. Answers that I could not have created solutions for if I were to create things on my own. Like, they were so big, spirit had to have done them. So, man, I've been given clarity. It's been mind-blowing to see even me being led here to San Diego, see my soul tribe. Oh my gosh, what's come together with us. Like, I've known these people for eons, like eons and eons. I speak different languages with them. I speak telepathy with one of them. I things happen. We read each other's minds. We read each other's hearts. Like, crazy stuff happens. Like, do you guys have stuff like that happen to you with people? Do you have people that you're connected with that? With you like that? Like, your soul tribe, maybe? It's so interesting. Like, the people that you feel so comfortable with. It's actually really fun, I'm finding. It's kind of like a game. like the other day my stomach hurt, and a couple hours later Ocho called and said something happened, and I was telling him how nauseous I was and how ill I felt, and he asked me what time. I told him it happened to be the same exact time he had something major happen in his stomach and this and that, and he had to go chill out and relax for like an hour after. So it just was really funny how a lot of things are starting to coincide. Oh, this is so dumb. The other day, actually it's today, I'm sorry. Today, we had meeting after meeting, but picked him up at a location, and it's a huge location, lots of places, spaces there. I ended up staying there. Well, he left. He had to go to another appointment, but I went to like a totally different area to where we were, and he left, and we were supposed to meet somewhere else later. Anyhow, I was doing some recording, some writing, and some things from the table there, and it wasn't somewhere that he was at all, not even somewhere near where I was at with him. So later on, when I was supposed to be meeting him, he sends me a text and he says, "You're never gonna guess what I found." So every once in a while, I'm kind of funny and I leave one of my business cards on a table just because I like to just see who picks it up. And if somebody needs it, then that's great. If not, then that's fine. Oh my God. He's like, "Look what I found on the table." He found my card like maybe 2 hours after I left it there. Like, how random is that, that that boy comes to some table way across a parking lot hours and hours later after I leave something? I haven't left a card anywhere in, I don't know, at least a month. But anyways, I'm random, but it's just so fun to see the universe in action. Really, really cool. Really, really cool. And it's funny because, and like me and Hulu, we have this interesting type of language. We both speak with crystals. He's very talented with pendulum. I'm very talented with crystals, with listening, with the stories. We have so incredibly put the knowledge that we've both found and created our own modalities to, individually. We've talked about them together, and we have created new modalities together that people are not talking about, not writing about, not, I don't know, maybe they are, but we haven't heard of. And it's really, really thrilling to see that when you're able to combine, and what I'm going to say is your superpowers, because I'm all about the superpowers, when you're able to combine your superpowers with your people and not be afraid of who you are, not try to hide it, just truly shine. And like these people, I'm more me than I've been with anybody, and that's way to include my family, like on 1,000,000%. So these guys speak a language that I didn't know I spoke. So I don't know if you guys have people like that, but we all should, and we all have people that we are here to do work with. And like, when you meet people like this that are your like tribe, you were led to some certain places, you don't know why you met them, how you met them, what happened, coincidence, no coincidence. God does not have coincidences. Everything happens for a reason. So look up in your life, look around, look at where you're at, look at who you're around. Check what's going on, see what's happening, look at the circumstances, the people, lessons, and listen. If you need help, you can go to my website at drealove.com and book an appointment. I will help you through the listening process. I'm very, very, very skilled at that. But most of all, I will help you learn how to listen, because that's the point of this. I can only help you so much. So I encourage you to listen to yourself. Dive into that intuition, because I love my life. Oh my God, I love my life. I mean, on a lot of levels, I'm lonely because I don't have the old relationships that I had, like the traditional like family relationships. But you know what? Holy shit, I have more rich relationships than I've ever had, ever even thought I would have, ever, with so many people. I can't even count how many people I love and have made friends with and soul tribe with. Like, it's immeasurable. And like, I haven't even begun. Like, I'm just beginning. So anyhow, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. And I love the universe. I thank you, God. I thank you for hearing me. I thank you for showing me the way. I thank you for giving me all the clues so I'm able to help support other people in this journey that we're all trying to, fight so hard just to find ourselves and get ourselves back. And so I wish you guys a beautiful, beautiful day, beautiful evening. And I encourage you to like, comment, subscribe, and share my podcast. I'd be ever so grateful, because as you guys know, healing in this journey is just really, it's a rough one, and we can all use as much help as we can get. And thank God, you know, I've been given time and resources, and I'm going to do my best to give those to you and to make those work for you as well. So check my website out at atreyalove.com, my blog. You can check out my resources, links, and all my background, all my socials are on there as well. You can also make appointments, soul contract readings, do coaching appointments, and customize appointments of many kinds. You can also DM me on Instagram or Facebook as well. I'd be happy to get back to you and happy to help you guys out with anything that you're going through. So thanks for hanging with me on the journey. I love you so much, and I wish you just love and light, you guys. God bless. In and with love. It's your girl, Drea Love.